Here we are again. I'm the Reverend David Dunlap. I was the first minister here at First Presbyterian Church, and I died after about 10 years in 1804. I'm buried with my wife. We died on the same day, right over there in the corner, and here we are again.
It's good to be back.
Venerable Hal.
I'm still in the largest tomb in the graveyard.
Only slightly, because, Your Honor, Judge Desisor,
yes, sir,
this Reverend, is your tomb.
It is. My family plot.
Which is nice. Very nice. And
thank
so,
you.
And
I
perfectly
think it's nice
located.
Too.
Now, tell me a little bit of your story again. After you were captured by the British and imprisoned on a ship for a year, you went, I guess the British were still in Charleston.
They were. We were exiled. We could not get into our family home. My father was in St. Augustine, still captured by the Brits, and my mother took the children to Philadelphia.
You had 12 children, but not at that time.
But not then. I hadn't even met Elizabeth, who I met when I was in Philadelphia studying at Princeton.
Why did you come here?
Because Charleston was home. Why did I come to Columbia?
Yes.
Because in the 1790s, I was elected to the General Assembly. And as we know, the capital of South Carolina moved to Columbia.
You may remember this, I'm sure you do, but your home was right up here on the corner of Gervais and Bull, which is now a gas station.
That's right.
Right there.
The horseless carriages get gas there.
That's right.
Tell me about your role at the university.
Well, I really didn't teach at the university. I was becoming a judge during that time. I was in the legislature, stepped out of being elected and into the Court of Chancery, the Court of Equity, the Chancery Court, and I was a justice there from 1808 until 1834.
And what was your greatest achievement?
Well, administering the law appropriately. But I did have the good fortune of writing all of the opinions, or gathering all the opinions that were written from the Revolutionary War until 1813 in one set of books. The organ's playing. That was a momentous occasion.
The chimes are going off. Birds are singing. You're a lawyer. You're a judge, but you're also a barrister, a lawyer. And I'm told in, what year is this? 2020, there are a whole slew, what's the collective term? Eloquence. A whole eloquence of lawyers in the church. What is so special about being a lawyer?
You think well.
This is your moment.
You think well. And you impart wisdom appropriately so that the law is handled in the right way.
Your Honor.
He was a very good judge for South Carolina.
Well, there you have it. I hope we're reaching the end of our clampdown here in the city. Our prayers go with you. I know all about pandemics. I died of diphtheria. So my prayers are with you. Stay well. Keep 6 feet apart. And we'll see you again next week.